Growth in Grace, October 4. Conditions of Christian Growth. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:9-11. Where there is life, there will be growth and fruit-bearing. But unless we grow in grace, our spirituality will be dwarfed, sickly, fruitless. It is only by growing, by bearing fruit, that we can fulfill God's purpose for us. Herein is my Father glorified, Christ said, that ye bear much fruit. John 15:8. In order to bear much fruit, we must make the most of our privileges. We must use every opportunity granted us for obtaining strength. A pure, noble character with all its grand possibilities has been provided for every human being, but there are many who have not an earnest longing for such a character. They are not willing to part with the evil that they may have the good. They neglect to grasp the blessings that would place them in harmony with God. They cannot grow. One of the divine plans for growth is impartation. The Christian is to gain strength by strengthening others. He that watereth shall be watered also himself, Proverbs 11:25. This is not merely a promise, it is a divine law, a law by which God designs that the streams of benevolence, like the waters of the great deep, shall be kept in constant circulation, continually flowing back to their source. In the fulfilling of this law is the secret of spiritual growth. If we come to God in faith, He will receive us and give us strength to climb upward to perfection. If we watch every word and action, that we may do nothing to dishonor the one who has trusted us, if we improve every opportunity granted us, we shall grow into the full stature of men and women in Christ. Christians, is Christ revealed in us? Are we doing all in our power to gain a body that is not easily enfeebled, a mind that looks beyond self to the cause and effect of every movement, that can wrestle with hard problems and conquer them, a will that is firm to resist evil and defend the right? Are we crucifying self? Are we growing up into the full stature of men and women in Christ, preparing to endure hardness as good soldiers of the cross?